Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
This episode of Amateur Traveler is sponsored by DK Eyewitness Travel Guides. These colorful guidebooks are filled with great information and are one of my favorite guidebooks. I have 20 of them here on my bookshelf. Learn more at dk.com. This episode is also sponsored by Trippy.com. Trippy.com is a leading travel community and a great place for you to get answers to your travel questions or to answer to the travel questions for other people or connect with fellow travelers. Check that out at Trippy.com. Amateur Traveler, episode 450. Today, the Amateur Traveler talks about Razorbacks and Hush Puppies and Central High School as we go to Little Rock, Arkansas. Welcome to the Amateur Traveler. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. We'll hear more from both of our sponsors later on, but first, let's hear about Little Rock. I'd like to welcome to the show Sarah Beth Jones and Allison Chino from SarahBethJones.com and AllisonChino.com, who have come to talk to us about Little Rock, Arkansas. Sarah Beth and Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
I met Sarah Beth and Allison in Meteora, Greece, which is actually what we talked about in the show last week. But we've come to talk about their hometown. Allison is currently living elsewhere, but you're both from Little Rock.
That's right.
And why should someone come and visit Little Rock, Arkansas?
Oh my gosh, there are so many reasons.
So many.
We love being from Little Rock. We love being from the South. We think people are friendly here. It's a beautiful, natural place. And there's lots of fun things to do here that we're excited to tell you about.
We think Little Rock is a underrated city because it's overlooked. But yes, it's a little bit smaller. There's just 200,000 to 300,000 in the whole area of Little Rock. But because it's smaller, it's not crowded and you can see a lot of it without sitting in traffic or things are compact in downtown Little Rock. So you can see a lot of it even on foot.
Yes.
But it's a beautiful city. It's right on the Arkansas River.
Yes.
And there are 5 now pedestrian bridges going over the river and for pedestrians and bikes. And so there's this whole culture of being outside right downtown on the river on your bike and on foot. And both sides of the river have downtown areas that welcome the traveler.
And you mentioned both now the biking here as well as being the natural setting. So my impression is that it's not just those bridges, but you've got bike paths that go off for miles.
Yes.
In fact, when we were there last summer, we went to, and this is going to sound like I'm not G-rated, but we went to the Big Dam Bridge.
The Big Dam Bridge, yes.
The bridge over the Big Dam.
Yes.
Which was part of the bike path system there, too. Lovely area.
It's a beautiful view.
Yeah, I happened to be there on a not tremendously hot day in the summer. I suspect there are a few of those. And watched the boats, on the Arkansas River going through the locks there. So we're going to cover outside activities a little while later, but let's go downtown first of all. What should I see, do, and eat while I'm in Little Rock?
Oh, gosh. Okay. If you're in downtown Little Rock, there are so many great things. It's a great area to walk, just walk around. Mm-hmm. We have a big shopping sort of indoor-outdoor area called the River Market. Mm-hmm. And during the spring and summer and even into early fall, there's a farmer's market that is on the back side of that. So you can get
on the riverside of that.
Yes, on the riverside. Mm-hmm. And so you can get all kinds of fresh food, fruit, flowers, all kinds of crafts. There's art there too. Anything. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's and on Tuesdays and Saturdays.
There's lots of restaurants on the inside of the pavilion and then also in the surrounding area. And we were talking about some of our favorites down there. We love the Flying Fish.
For fried catfish and hush puppies. And you cannot come to Arkansas and not at least yes. have that one time.
Yes, you have to have
I'm
fried.
Sure that most people could figure out what a fried catfish is, but I'm not sure that everybody knows what a hush puppy is.
Oh! It's a yummy thing. It is. Like a little fried ball of yes. deliciousness.
Yes, it's like a cornmeal sort of battery dough, uh-huh. and they roll it into a ball and fry it. You could not get more southern than a hush puppy.
when in doubt, fry, too, is my yes, understanding
right.
of southern
that's cooking. Right. Absolutely. And they're wonderful just plain. Some people put like little bits of jalapeno in them. Ugh, they're so good. You yeah. have to have one while yes. you're here. Yes. So we love the Flying Fish. We love the Capitol Bar and Grill. That's part of the Capitol Hotel, which is a beautiful historic hotel
we think
in downtown.
Just go ahead and stay at the Capitol right. Hotel. That's our recommendation.
Their slogan is that they're the front porch of the South. Mm-hmm. And it's just this.
They've won a lot of awards.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Top 10 historic hotel yes. in the country.
And the staff there is just incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just, as soon as you walk in the door, they're right there with you. They're wonderful.
It's our favorite place, Sarah, yes. and I love to meet at the Capitol Hotel for drinks.
Yes.
Because. Yeah.
Well, and
like
we should say that
home.
The name comes from the fact that Little Rock, in case somebody is from yes. outside really? The U.S., is the capital of Arkansas.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly. That's true.
Although the capital is a little further away from the downtown area you're describing where the river
it's
market is.
Maybe, yeah.
A couple miles. Yeah, mm-hmm. maybe.
Maybe a mile. You yeah. can still walk to it. Mm-hmm. It's worth visiting.
Mm-hmm. And just in that area walking around, still, there's a lot of other great restaurants. Stickies is a great little place to go in and...
The Flying Saucer
has like, I don't know, 300 different beers that you can get. If you just walk up and I mean, there's a right in front of the River Market. There's a just that street is lined with restaurants and bars mm-hmm. and there's a piano. Actually, there's two piano bars that are across mm-hmm. the street from each other that kind of duel. Anyway, it's just a fun area to walk around uh-huh. in. And also, the Clinton Library Museum store is on that same stretch of street, and it's a great shop to wander in and find all kinds of interesting things.
And the Museum of Discovery, if you're in Little Rock with kids, is a world-class children's museum
yes,
right down there.
Yes, also on
well.
That same
And the Jack
of
Stevens
street.
Nature Center is down there, too,
yes.
and it's great for kids.
Yes.
And it's free.
It is, which is always good if you have mm-hmm. a big family like both of us do.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the Clinton Museum store or the
yes.
Clinton Library store. We're kind of burying the lead here with that
oh.
part of the redevelopment
yes,
has
yes.
happened since they built a certain building in downtown
yes.
Little Rock.
Yes, yes.
Clinton
so if you go
Presidential
all
Library.
The way to the end of the street that we're talking about, which it runs right into the Clinton
the
Library.
Yes,
yes the,
so the
Presidential Library.
The Presidential Library, right.
Yes, yes, which is a gorgeous building. They have rotating exhibits that come through. One of the latest that has been here has been the Chihuly
mm-hmm. I
glass.
Happened to be there when
exhibit.
The Chihuly glass was there. Yeah.
Yes. yes, which has been gorgeous. And then, of course, they have the regular presidential displays mm-hmm. there all
okay.
the time.
Now, has it occurred to anyone that the shape of the building that they built, I mean, it is a beautiful building. Looks,
I know exactly what you're
going
to say.
Yes. You know where I'm going with
trailer.
This.
Looks,
looks
right
a little bit
you.
Like a mobile home.
I'm right there with
well,
you.
We're not supposed to say that. Our mm-hmm. fellow Arkansans mm-hmm. will.
My favorite.
But yes, that was a very
yes,
common
a very common.
When it first opened. And it's funny because it does resemble that on the outside, but it's one of those buildings that once you get inside of it, it's really beautifully built.
Mm-hmm.
The light yeah. comes in everywhere. It's mm-hmm. just gorgeous.
And the views of the river
yes.
from the, and they've redone, was that a railroad bridge over there? They've
it was a railroad
bridge.
Bridge yeah.
Yes.
And
it's
a
pedestrian
great bridge,
bridge
to walk on
as
and
well. Yes.
They have fresh flowers and all the little flower mm-hmm. boxes. And we
yes.
love that bridge.
Well, and the three things that I think I appreciated about the Clinton Library, it's really the only second of the presidential libraries I've been to. There's about 20 in the U.S., as I recall,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's fewer
okay.
than that. You can get a presidential library pass to check one off every time you go to one.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yes, I've been to that one and the JFK one in Massachusetts. My wife has
okay.
also been to the Reagan one in California. All of them very interesting. interesting. But I did like that they have a replica of the Oval Office as well as the cabinet rooms. But it's also interesting they have the schedule for every day by hour what the president was doing for 8 years.
Yes, it's amazing. Fascinating, isn't it?
But there's a lot of information there. And then really good video presentations. Now, obviously, from a Clinton point of view, he had a say in it because he is a living ex-president of the United States.
Yes, but of course.
Thought it was very interesting museum.
Yes. There is a wonderful restaurant in the very bottom of the Clinton Library, and it's called 42. And you can sit there and look out right over the river.
Because he was President 42 of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. That makes perfect sense.
We should have been able to remember that.
Yes.
And you know what? Right around the corner from the library is the Heifer Village, which we also have on our list to do with or without kids. The Heifer Project is a great company that started in Arkansas that has
Heifer International.
Heifer International, where you can buy the animals for
developing countries.
Developing countries all over the world. And they have a great display about how that all works. They have just a museum in there. I mean, their headquarters is there as well, and it's one of the first buildings in Arkansas to
be LEED certified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you can tour the building as well, but then they also have a museum where you can, it's just a great interactive displays about about developing countries and about how their stuff works. It's just a beautiful.
It's one of those things that you think is going to be a really interesting place to take your kids and let them learn about the world and what it's like. And then you get in there and you realize how much you don't realize it. They have all these displays set up to help you imagine what life is like growing up in another country.
Well, in a project that's looking at getting heifers, obviously cows or goats, especially for the milk into poor areas as a source of income. We've talked on the show recently about Passports with Purpose, the project that's done by travel bloggers. And the very first Passports with Purpose was supporting a heifer project. So
That's so great. That's they really do such great work. We're so
And next week's guest actually is Mara Gorman from Passports with Purpose. So
That's very exciting.
Let's take a break here and hear from our first sponsor, which is DK Eyewitness Travel Guides. I did not find an eyewitness travel guide for Little Rock. I certainly don't have one here on my bookshelf, but I did notice that in the latest guides for North America, there is both an eyewitness travel guide to New Orleans as well as a top 10 New Orleans guide. And the difference between the two, the eyewitness guide is the larger guide. The top 10 guide is going to fit in your jeans back pocket, but the eyewitness travel guide I carry more when I have cargo shorts because it's a little bigger, but it is small enough to fit in my cargo shorts pocket. And so we're going to talk a lot about food in this episode. If you had your DK Eyewitness Travel Guide in your pocket, you'd get a lot of information about restaurants as well as hotels, in addition to some of the information about the destination that we've been talking about in previous episodes, about museums and sites, maps, guides, and historical information. If you check out the DK Eyewitness Travel Guides at DK.com, I think you'll find out why they are, in fact, one of my favorite travel guides. But don't just take my word for it. Pick one up today. The one thing I have to say, we talked about the Clinton Library looking a bit like a mobile home. Now, you said trailer, I said mobile home. And the reason I did was that after Clinton was the governor of the state, the next governor, as I recall, moved out of the governor's mansion so that they could renovate it. Moved into a mobile home.
Triple wide.
And they had the governor and his wife on the Jay Leno show talking about because he found it very funny that the governor of Arkansas was living in a mobile home. Was living in a trailer, and he kept saying trailer, and she kept saying Jay, it's a mobile home. It's a manufactured home. Sorry, that was it.
There you go. Yes,
I can't quite do the Arkansas accent.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, is that Jay? Your Arkansas
good.
Excellent. Well, no, the one thing I didn't get to, and I don't know if it counts as downtown, is you have a fairly significant civil rights.
That is just a little bit the next. I would not call that walking distance from downtown, so we have that listed separate. But one of the things I think that is a must do in Little Rock is to walk through some of the civil rights history. And you can start at the Central High Museum, which is where...
Yes. Little Rock is known... I've met Europeans who know Little Rock for the civil rights movement. It's where the National Guard had to come in and allow the Little Rock Nine to enter a white school after our governor at the time had barred them
from entering.
And so, of course, that's not a part of history that anybody's proud of, but some people here have done an excellent job of capturing that history in a way that is helpful and meaningful, and to really, I think, anybody that lives in the South or that wants to understand the South. And so, like Allison said, the first place you would want to go would be the Central High Museum, which is a national park.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's right across from the actual school, so you can be in this museum and read and hear about what happened then, and then look out the windows and see the actual school where it happened. You can even walk the street that they walked that day to go into school. And the exhibits are wonderful. They have all kinds of radio coverage that you can mm-hmm. listen to. Mm-hmm. There's newsreels. There's all kinds of writing mm-hmm. and photographs. It's just a wonderful interactive.
And the folks that work in that museum are wonderful about walking you through the stories.
Yes.
And
they're park rangers.
They're park rangers. Mm-hmm.
And they know the stories and the facts mm-hmm. very well and are wonderful. So mm-hmm. definitely go there.
And then I'd love to go over to the Capitol after that. They've got a newer, for the 50th anniversary, they commissioned statues of the Little Rock Nine walking into the school.
Yes.
And I feel like after you walk through all the exhibits, mm-hmm. it's great to go over and see that.
Yes, yes. And the school itself is a gorgeous, just a piece of architecture. Outside of the history of it, it's just a beautiful building mm-hmm. To see. It's a neat area to walk around. Mm-hmm. And then I would also go to the Mosaic Templars mm-hmm. Cultural Center. It's sort of in between where the high school is and the downtown area. And they've done a great job of just capturing this sort of what the Central High Museum does for Central High, the Mosaic Templars did for the city of Little Rock. Just captured the history of the time, tell the story of what was going on then. And again, wonderful displays, super knowledgeable staff.
Right.
And it's located in another beautiful historic
building.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So definitely do that.
It's amazing how much it has changed in my lifetime.
But I certainly appreciate both of those places. It's just being places where you can, I think it helps anybody understand where they're from and what they're living in the middle of and as mm-hmm. a result of. And so mm-hmm. strongly recommend those places.
Excellent.
They're wonderful.
Where mm-hmm. would we go next?
I think I would go to the South Side Main Street District, the SoMa District.
Just referred to as SoMa.
Yes. It's another little neighborhood a little farther away from downtown. It's kind of close to the Mosaic Templars Center, and it's just this great street where the shops and businesses have banded together, lots of local wonderful things. One of the sort of anchor businesses on that street is called South on Main. It's a wonderful restaurant and venue for musicians, and sometimes they have like readings where mm-hmm. an author mm-hmm. will read work. And so it's a restaurant in conjunction with the Oxford American, which is a magazine about the South based out of Little Rock. Mm-hmm. Then the restaurant is owned by Matt and Amy Bell. And Amy Bell is related to somebody famous from Arkansas. We love to claim
Mary Steenburgen.
Mary Steenburgen is Amy Bell's aunt.
Okay.
And Mary Steenburgen is an actress married to Ted Danson. And they come to Little Rock and they come to South on Main. And so mm-hmm. if you're in Little Rock, you might run into them. Mm-hmm. Anyway, South on Main is a wonderful restaurant. Matt Bell is an incredible chef. They have a great bar, wonderful Southern menu, all sourced locally. It's just a great place.
We've talked about having a hush puppy and some fried catfish. Any other Southern dishes we should have while we're down in Little Rock?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll go ahead and say on that same street, there's the Root Cafe, which is also all local.
Yes.
You know, food all within a certain number of miles.
Yes.
Farms,
and whereas, like, I would say South on Main is, like, upscale, classic Southern food. They've, like, taken mm-hmm. it and twisted it mm-hmm, upscale mm-hmm, a little bit. Mm-hmm. The Root is very down home. It's a tiny little building. You can eat on the porch. Everything is mason jars and cloth napkins and just mm-hmm. precious, precious. They have wonderful soups and sandwiches and mm-hmm. burgers. And
great, great. Actually, that's one of the best breakfasts.
Oh, yes. They do have a great.
In Little Rock, I would say, at the Root Cafe.
Great breakfast.
Nothing, they're not in a hurry there.
Okay.
But it's worth it.
It's worth it. I mean, you're hanging out.
Yes.
And we're also down there is the local ice cream. They make the homemade
Loblolly
Creamery. Mm.
And okay.
It's like some good homemade stuff. Local ice cream.
Yes. And while you're wandering around, you could go in the Essie Purse Museum, which is this cute little museum, and they have rotating exhibits. The one right now is on the history of Barbie dolls. So it's just a tiny little museum, but they always have an interesting something to look at. There's also the Green Corner store down there, which is full of local products. There's a sculpture garden along the street called the Bernice Garden, and they have markets there regularly, too.
And with Boulevard artists. Bread is down there, and that's another great place to eat. Lunch or breakfast sandwiches and the best almond croissant in Little Rock.
Yes.
Boulevard Bread Company.
Yes. At the other end of the street
is Community Bakery. Yes. And you have to go in there and have a chocolate cake donut.
Yes. It may be the business on that street that's been there the longest. It's on the corner right when you turn onto the street. And also great. I mean, there's a lot of good food on that street.
Every day.
Yes.
The week.
Yes.
At Community Bakery. Yeah. There is. There's a lot of good food.
A lot of good food on that. We like to eat. I don't know if you can tell.
And I have to ask, so Allison, you haven't been living in Little Rock for a little bit. You're back visiting here for Christmas time, but you're now living in Edinburgh.
Yes.
What do you miss about Little Rock?
I miss the food in Little Rock. I think Little Rock, I didn't really realize that. I feel like Little Rock has a great restaurant thing.
Yes.
And it's been funny, the little places that I've missed. I miss Mexican food in the U.S. in general.
Yes.
I hear that from a lot of travelers. Yeah.
A lot of travelers say Mexican food. But we have great Mexican food in Little Rock, like almost like artisan, funky Mexican food. We love. There's a place called the Local Lime.
Oh, gosh.
That is a twist on...
Yes, it's not Tex-Mex, which we have a lot of here, and that's good too. Mm-hmm. But this is real fresh, just super. It's actually the same set of people have done like three different sorts of restaurants so far, and I hear they're opening yet another. And I'm super excited because theirs are always
everything
good.
They do is amazing.
Yes, they have a pizza chain called Zaza's that's really
out of this world.
Fresh salads and pizzas, and they bake them in that stone oven. And then they have a burger place, actually two now, called Big Orange that does, I mean, the best burgers you have
ever had.
Oh my gosh.
But so all good. These places also do wonderful cocktails.
Yes, yes. We do like the cocktail.
We like the cocktail.
Yeah. They're mixing them with fresh, wonderful ingredients.
Squeezed lime juice and not your mix.
Yes. And then local lime has all kinds of Mexican
I know the
food.
South tends to have a little more of a sweet tooth than the rest of the country. Are the cocktails tend to be sweeter also?
Some of them, but I feel like they all have choices that aren't sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Allison doesn't. I tend to have a sweet, like a sweet drink.
I like my margarita sour.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. The Fold is also downtown. We love that. That's another good Mexican restaurant that's on my list to go to while I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a pitcher of margaritas, and they do great little teeny tiny tacos with all different kinds of, like you can get grilled vegetables on a
street taco size.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a great spot. That one's on my list. Damn good pies.
Oh, yeah.
Does a deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, the name of the restaurant is Damn Good Pies?
Damn Good Pies. That's the name of the restaurant.
And that time, we are not talking about a reservoir.
Right, no.
I do think they spell it D-A-M.
They do. They spell it D-A-M-G-O-O-D-E.
G-O-O-D-E. And they do a deep dish pizza.
The stuffy.
Stuffy crust.
The stuffy.
Stuffy crust with the pink sauce.
Yes,
so they have a white sauce and a red sauce.
Or you can mix them
and get a pink sauce. So this is what you want to order. You want stuffy crust, pink sauce, chicken pizza is what you want. Don't even order anything else. That's what you want to eat at Damn Good Pies. That's on our list. We'll be going to get that in the next week.
Excellent.
Yes.
So good.
So come here and eat.
Clearly we're going to do that.
Right.
We'll take a break here and hear from our second sponsor, which is Trippi.com. Trippi.com is a leading online community for getting information about your travel, a place to go and ask your travel questions or to go and answer the questions of others. We've been talking about the core values of Trippy. One of them is experience over possessions. As Trippy says, we live by the saying, take only pictures, leave only footprints. We would rather have a passport full of stamps than a house full of stuff. And I think that fits in well when we're talking so much about food this week. And our question this week, our Trippy question of the week, is about food. And that question was inspired by this episode. What's your favorite comfort food you have found on the road? Please join us at trippy.com and answer that question. You can find the question at amateurtraveler.com/trippy6. We'll read your answers to that question on next week's episode, just as later in this episode, we will read the answers you had for last week's question from trippy.com. Other than eating, what's the best way to connect with the Little Rock culture?
There's a lot of places to go listen to a lot of music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We definitely...
We made a list. South on Main was one of them, but we live also... You can go to Juanita's, Sticky Fingers. There's a good local music scene. Mm-hmm. Whitewater Tavern is... if you've never been to the South, you go to Whitewater Tavern.
There you go.
That's just an experience all
it's
in
like
itself.
It's like this legendary bar in Little Rock. It's been here forever.
A hole in the wall.
Right.
Kind of place.
Yeah. It's definitely a hole.
And in terms of the music scene, are we... The joke is we have both kinds of music, both country and Western, or are we talking about...
I would say...
Or do we talking about a larger repertoire?
We're not quite there in Little Rock.
We're not... That's true. Yeah, we're not Texas or Nashville.
Yeah, we have a more of a range, for sure.
Okay.
But I was going to say, probably my favorite way to connect with the culture, particularly of Little Rock, is to go to Tales of the South, which is a radio program. Hmm. You can look it up. It actually was up against The Moth and This American Life for a big award last year. Mm-hmm. It came down to Tales from the South and like four other programs. And every other program is one that if I named, you would have heard of it nationally. And so it's a really well done
and was
show.
That for the podcast awards or for...
I can't remember if it was for the podcast or the actual broadcast.
Got
because
it.
They are connected to... Mm-hmm. A public radio network.
Yeah, they are.
I can't remember exactly which one, but it's run by a woman named Paula Morell.
Okay.
And she collects stories. These people are all volunteer writers. She has a website, talesfromthesouth.com, and you can submit a story. She has some guidelines for what it has to be, but basically what it says is that they do Southern style storytelling. And so she does a show every week, every Tuesday, she has three storytellers, and she records them, and they move around to different venues, so you go to the website to see where they're going to be that week, and usually it's someplace where you can go and have dinner.
It's usually at a restaurant.
And listen to the stories. Sometimes they have them in the library, so when they do that, then you can't. But so you're going to see a local venue, and then you're going to hear three local storytellers.
It's usually like $15 for your...
Mm-hmm. Actually, the
dinner
ticket, the ticket is more like $8 or $10, I think.
Okay.
And then depending on where it is, you can get dinner or drink along with that. And then she also always has a local musician opening for them. So you get just a little taste of everything. And every time I go, I just love it. There's always people in the crowd that are there specifically because they know that storyteller and they're cheering them on. Mm-hmm. And then you just get this little glimpse of life in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And there's always something that completely surprises me. Oh, I'm going to open mic night. Maybe it's what you think going in, but then there'll be something that you think, oh my gosh, that was amazing. So that's a great way to experience the culture here.
Cool.
If you're going to be here for a few nights and you like the theater at all, I would highly recommend the Arkansas Repertory Theater because I think people probably wouldn't expect Little Rock, Arkansas to have a great theater, but we really do. It's an amazingly well-run and directed theater, and they do quality shows. They bring in people from New York, and it's just amazing the work that they do.
They do a couple of bigger like musical-type shows a year, and then they do... smaller cast plays.
Yes.
And so you just look at their what they have coming.
I cannot recommend them highly enough. Love the rep.
We do love
the rep. I go see every show I can there.
Before we start getting out of town and exploring some of the environs, what's the best time of year to come?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
We did say that. We thought late spring or early fall.
Okay.
Yes.
A little warm in the summertime.
Yes. The summertime can be hot. Yes. However, you asked me what I miss, and I miss it. I miss that heat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're in Scotland, so
that's right. Yes, that's right. She's freezing to death. If you don't mind hot and want to spend time at a lake, we have great lakes here. So if you want to turn your vacation towards that kind of thing, then yeah, come in high summer. But if you're going to spend time walking around and not necessarily and in the water a lot, like that, you
want yeah, to. I think late spring or early fall is a great time to come. Yeah.
And then best day of the year to be in Little Rock.
If you're a festival person, you would want to be here for Riverfest.
And that's Memorial Weekend.
Yes. Okay. That's when they have a weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend, and there's all kinds of music.
So the end of May, so the best weather also.
Yes, good weather usually. And there's like six stages, so you can hear any kind of music. You can hear the big country person right now, or the, my gosh, we went down there this last Memorial Day, and I grew up in the 80s. And Salt and Pepper was here. It was the most fun show I've been to in so long. So and they were opening for CeeLo Green, I think. He was the next. And CeeLo actually fared far worse than. He was not as well received as the pop stars in the 80s. You know? So there's always a stage like that that's like throwing it back. And there's all kinds of things to eat and buy and do, and it's right on the banks of the river.
On both sides of the river.
Yes.
Well, we've talked about things to eat and things to see. We haven't talked about as much about things to do.
You can rent bikes downtown.
Yes.
So if you're not traveling with your bikes, there are places on both sides of the river to rent bikes, and you can ride. You can ride all the way out to Pinnacle Mountain, which is our little hill that you can climb up.
It's a mountain.
In a mile and a half, you have reached the top and gotten back down.
It's a short mountain. But it's a beautiful climb.
Yes. It's a good climb. Mm-hmm. You can drive out there as well. But you can also, from the river, bike all the way out there.
You can bike. We talked about the bridges before. Mm-hmm. All those bridges are open to pedestrians and bicycles. And so you can do a complete loop where you start where you've rented your bike, ride all the way down to the end of the loop, cross the river, come back. All the way around. And so that would be a beautiful thing to do if you're an active.
On the north side of the river also, we didn't mention earlier, is the USS Razorback submarine that's been there.
Yes, we have a submarine right in the river.
That is a fun tour. You'd have to be able to like climb down ladders and things, I think, to be able to
tour the enclosed spaces.
And not mind enclosed spaces.
Yes.
But that is a fascinating thing to do as well. You can also ride back and forth between the two sides of the river on the trolley. We have these historic.
I'm not sure we've clarified that too.
Streetcars.
Allison and I, we do tend to tell people we're from Little Rock
when we're outside, but we're really from
North Little Rock, which is
we're on the wrong side of the river.
No, according to some people. We're on the great side of the river.
In a good way, we are.
There's two cities right across the river from each other, as happens many places.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And northern city, which is North Little Rock. And so, yes, there's a trolley that runs between the two cities and over the bridges. And it's just a precious way to get around some of the downtown sites on both sides.
There's actually a bed and breakfast in downtown North Little Rock, the Baker House, an old 1898 old Victorian house. And if you stay at the Baker House, they'll give you a pass to ride the trolley over downtown for free while you're around.
How about side trips? If I'm in Little Rock, as long as I'm there, I ought to take a half a day and drive out to...
You should definitely drive to Hot Springs.
That's the top of our list would be Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Downtown Hot Springs is lined with bathhouses that are old historic bathhouses. Mm-hmm. And then some of them are still running today.
Yes.
For years, we've done a yearly girls trip to the bathhouses. And we recommend a trip to the spas.
Oh, my gosh.
At the Arlington.
You can actually there are a lot of places you can go and get a massage. But these are bathhouses. So you actually go and take a bath.
It's like stepping back in time.
Yes,
if you go to the Arlington, especially, they've really maintained it. And
you
get in your little private bath and somebody comes and scrubs you. It sounds weird, but it's wonderful.
Yes, it is. And you can sit in a sauna and they wrap hot towels around you.
Yeah.
The Arlington is actually a hotel and spa. And then there's another one down the street that we really like called the Quahog Bathhouse.
It's been redone.
Mm-hmm. And then there's another bathhouse that's open simply to tour, just so you can see what it was like
a museum,
Hot Springs. And there's lots of sort of legends and lore about Hot Springs. It was supposed to be a getaway for the mafia at one point.
Right.
There was all this, people would come there because they could spend their money and gamble and drink and go to the bathhouses and be out of the government eye.
So and there's Springs National Park is right there too.
Yes. So there's hiking.
And so you can hike and or like the lakes are there. You can rent boats. And
two
water ski and
gorgeous lakes, right? Yeah. In Hot Springs. And so you can do every kind of sport you can think of on those lakes.
And you can be in Hot Springs from Little Rock in an hour and a half or
less. Yeah. Hour and 10 minutes. Also great restaurants there. We have to mention our very favorite restaurant.
Central Park Fusion.
It's at the end of the main drag in downtown Hot Springs. And they have this great patio. You can sit on the patio, look down the street at everything going on, and you should order every appetizer that they have and a few of the main dishes and pass them around and everybody eat off each other's plates.
That's what we do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely what you should do. And then you should also, it's a day trip. I don't know how you're going to get two meals in, but
we've done it.
Try really hard to go to Rolando's because it's a Latino restaurant that I can't even describe. It's a form of what we would say is Mexican food because we call everything Mexican food here.
But
whatever you have on your plate, then there's also like pickled onions and cucumbers and just the best sauces on everything. My mouth is watering like talking. It is so good. It's so good.
One of those in Hot Springs, those funny tours where you can get on the duck and it goes in the water.
Oh, the duck tours.
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yes. They totally have the duck tours. Yeah.
So the amphibious vehicles from World War II.
Start on tours, land. Yeah. That's right. Drive right into the lake.
Yes.
But really, truly, you can make a day trip or a several day trip out of Hot Springs. Like I said, you can do any kind of water sports. They have these huge, you can rent a houseboat.
Oh, you can rent a houseboat. You can
lake. You can rent a boat that like 12 or 16 people can sleep on. And drive it out to the middle of the lake. It'll have a water slide off the back of it. Maybe a hot tub in the top of it.
Right.
And so
that's high living in Arkansas.
Yeah, come on.
I'm serious.
Like it's hick town, but these boats are nice.
They're nice. Usually when people rent them, they can't hardly drive them.
Right. So you got to watch out for that. But say you rent one of those and maybe some jet skis, or you rent one of those and a ski boat, and then you've got your whole week.
Or you just take your fishing boat and your camping gear and you
that's how
you get it out.
You
go to the boat dock and you drive out to an island and set up camp.
I was gonna say these are beautiful lakes. I've been to some lakes other places and the lakes in Arkansas are really beautiful. They're dotted with islands. Mm-hmm. It's in a hilly part of Arkansas, and so it's
now this is in the Ozarks, right?
No, well, actually, I'm talking about Hot Springs right
just
now.
Just from Hot Springs, Ouachita National Park.
Okay.
Yes.
That's south.
Yes.
Little Rock.
Yeah, so not quite to the Ozarks. But we do want to talk to you about the Ozarks.
That's another day trip. We definitely want to get up to the Ozarks.
Yes.
The Buffalo River is, you can canoe or kayak or just swim and camp and hike along the Buffalo River.
And there's all kinds of places to do that. You would just look up the Buffalo River. But one of our very favorite places to do that from is called Ponca.
Ponca, where the Buffalo Outdoor Center is.
Tiny little place where, yes, there's a great place to stay and rent canoes called the Buffalo Outdoor Center. They have cabins in the woods. Gorgeous. You'll want to hike Lost Valley while you're there for an easy hike that everybody can do. If you want a tiny bit more challenging hike, you want to go to Hawksbill Crag, which is one of those places that every time you see a brochure about Arkansas, it has a picture
of Hawksbill Crag.
It's
all the
gorgeous.
Arkansas Instagrammers are always.
Hmm. Yes. Giant rock. And when you come out on it, you're standing over a huge valley and looking out at mountains, the Ozark Mountains. It's gorgeous.
We just wanted to mention that one of our favorite websites right now that's doing a lot for just telling about Arkansas and telling about things that
are unique to Arkansas
is called onlyinark.com. ARK.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a
we
great
wanted
place
to give
to
you
go.
one online, if we could give you one online resource
that would be
a great starting place to explore Arkansas, it would be this site because they're doing storytelling about Arkansas and there's a travel tab.
There's a travel tab.
There's
a food
tab. There's a homegrown tab that is about businesses and people in Arkansas. And so it's written by bloggers, by some people from news outlets. So you've got a bunch of different voices and viewpoints. and it's unique to Arkansas.
Excellent.
But there's a lot there about
Yes. And
I'm going to start winding us down here.
Okay. Yes.
Before we start talking about more restaurants. Before I get into that, the other place that we did actually the day before, or the day as we were driving into Little Rock, a little far from a day trip though, but it is in Arkansas. Not sure when we're going to talk about it, if we don't talk about it today, is Crystal Bridges.
So the
Museum of American Art.
Absolutely.
Built by the Walmart family way up in the
northwest
Arkansas.
So almost over 3 hours from Little Rock.
But Northwest Arkansas,
show.
It does. It is exploding.
Yes.
It's exploding
yes.
In a good way, you mean.
But. In a good way.
Yes. But definitely way. Yes on Crystal Bridges. It's a gorgeous museum, gorgeous grounds. There's walking paths all around it. You can see things there that you can't believe you would see.
And it's free.
Yes, and it's free.
And it's free.
It's all free, provided by Walmart.
And some there actually iconic is one more pieces of American art there.
Yes, right. Yes. There's right. one more place I'd love to mention if we have time.
Sure.
That is, again, like, I don't know when you're going to talk about this if you don't talk about it on this show. And that is to go to the Mississippi River. Mm-hmm. You can do it from either side of the river, but I took this trip from Helena, Arkansas, which has a rich history in blues music. So if you're interested in that, you could do that. They have a festival there every fall called the King Biscuit Blues Festival. The King Biscuit Radio Hour is the longest running blues radio hour. That would be a great time to come during the King Biscuit if you're interested in stuff like that. But anytime you remotely find yourself in the area, this is the Delta that I'm talking about. So it's the complete other side of the state mm-hmm. than what we've just been talking about. But it lines the Mississippi River, and there is a canoe company there called Quapaw Canoe Company, and they will take you out in handmade canoes that are 20 feet long. They're huge. They're built from huge old trees. The guy that owns the company makes the canoes. His name is John Reske, and I went on this excursion with a bunch of other people, and John took us out on the river, and I could not believe it was magical. It really was. Mm. They take you out on this huge river, and you feel like you're in the middle of Mark Twain. I mean, you just can't believe it. And so there's islands in the middle of the river that are completely different from the ones we've been talking about in the lakes. Sandy islands, and they will tell you stories about how on the islands there's no laws and no rules. If you've seen the movie Mud, uh-huh. it was filmed in this area, mm-hmm. so it'll look like that.
Like that.
And they do anything from like a few hour excursions to a week. And so if you do a week, they're going to take you a lot farther and go camping with you and stuff like that. The one we did was just for an evening, and they took us to this island and built a huge bonfire, and we had wine and hot chocolate and roasted marshmallows mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. told that stories fun. And then rode back in the dark in these canoes. I mean, it's just an amazing, it's an experience I've had that's like nothing else I've ever done. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely recommend that if you find yourself anywhere over towards Memphis,
especially
that side of the state.
Well, let's draw ourselves back to Little Rock here as we get to ready to wrap this up.
I guess. Yes.
Anything else we should know about Little Rock before I get to my last four questions?
If you come over to the North Little Rock side of the river, which we recommend, come to the Old Mill.
Oh, mm-hmm. you've got to go to the Old Mill. It's in the opening credits of Gone with the Wind.
The Old Mill makes an appearance in the opening credits of Gone with the Wind. It's just a beautiful old mill with a park and gardens built around it. You would want to see it.
Yeah, you do want to see
that's
it.
Our claim to fame
over
in North Little Rock.
Yes.
You're standing in the prettiest spot in Little Rock. Where are you standing and what are you looking at?
I am standing on the Clinton Presidential Library Bridge, I think. The Library Bridge.
That's funny.
Looking back at downtown Little Rock.
I was going to say about that same thing. I was actually going to say I'm standing on the top of the River Market parking deck because that's where my husband parks in that parking deck. And if you're standing on the top floor, you can see the river and all of downtown and the bridges that we've been talking about. Yeah.
One thing that makes you laugh and say only in Little Rock.
Oh my gosh, that place where they do the crawfish.
Yeah, but I don't know the name of it. Do you know?
Like Hay Hall and Sons.
Oh, yes.
West Little Rock, and it's a little hole in the wall. And it's just one of those places I've lived in Little Rock 40 years and found in the last 5 years and mm-hmm. forever. They've done a crawfish bowl every Saturday, and you can go pick up your crawfish. And it's just funny. This is like a place out of.
Only in Little Rock.
What makes you laugh about it? I'm not sure that I get the joke, so.
Know what makes me laugh about it, but it did just make me laugh when I found it. Like what it is, they shovel it out. It's outside. It's like a shop that's mm-hmm. out back, and they shovel it. You know, they got the crawfish bowl, and they shovel it with a big thing into a styrofoam container and hand it to you. And you're just everybody standing around on Saturday morning eating.
Yeah, it's not like a restaurant.
Okay.
You're like outside. Yeah.
But there's lots of people coming everywhere for it. I don't know. Huh. What makes you laugh?
And all of it makes me laugh.
And finish this sentence for me. You really know you're in Little Rock when what?
When you're sitting on the porch at the Capitol Hotel drinking a Southern Comfortable.
That would be the lovely answer to that question. I would say you also really know you're in Little Rock when you see somebody wearing a hog hat.
Hog hat.
We have not even mentioned the Arkansas Razorbacks. I have no idea what a hog hat is. The Arkansas Razorbacks.
Oh, okay,
got it. Yes. There are only team, really. We don't have a professional sports team, so we all rally around the University of Arkansas and the Razorbacks. So you see hog hats, you see flags on cars.
Razorback flags, you know, it's a game day when the Razorback flags.
Yes, they play part of their games in Little Rock, which is 3 hours away from the actual campus, but they come here and play because there's so many people rooting for them here, and where they play at the stadium, they have to tailgate all over the golf course. It's next to it. So yeah, you know you're in Little Rock and when it's a game day and there's people parked all over the golf course.
We don't have bad traffic in Little Rock, but on a game day.
On a game day, yes.
You do. It's really bad.
Yes. That also makes us laugh.
Last question. If you had to summarize Little Rock in just three words, we'll give you three words each. What three words would you use?
River.
Okay.
Yeah. Friendly.
Okay.
Natural.
Okay.
Margarita.
I think I'd have to say tasty as much as tasty, we've talked about.
Tasty is better than margarita.
Food.
Food, okay?
Yeah.
I'm surprised fried didn't get in there someplace. Sarah Beth and Allison, where can people read more about your travels?
Well, we've both written for Only in Arc, the site that we mentioned earlier.
Arkansas, but then on my blog, I write about travels.
She's AllisonChino.com. I'm SarahBethJones.com.
Well, thanks so much for coming on Amateur Traveler and sharing with us your obvious love for Little Rock.
Thank you for having us so much.
I have two different news stories I want to bring to your attention. The first one was an interesting one. I don't know if you have noticed, but around the U.S. now, there are a lot more airports that have rocking chairs, and apparently there's about 40 of them. And I did not know why, but apparently this trend started in 1997 at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport. And the airport had a temporary photography exhibit called Porch Sitting. And in addition to large photos of front porches, they had rocking chairs, and they didn't realize how popular they were until they took the chairs away and people got upset. And one of the reasons why so many airports are putting them in is, one, people like them, and two, it's a very easy change that you can make to an airport, and airports are ordinarily difficult to renovate. The other interesting story is about skiplag.com. The person who runs this website helps you find those interesting routes. And the kind of routes we're talking about are the ones where someone who wants to fly from Dallas to Los Angeles, but it turns out that it is cheaper to fly from Dallas to San Francisco through Los Angeles. And so he helps you find that route. You book a one-way fare and then you get off the plane in the middle. Well, the airlines don't like that. They don't like it so much that they are suing. He's already raised tens of thousands of dollars in donations to protect the website. That site, again, in case it's still there, is skiplagged.com. I'll put a link to both stories in the show notes at amateurtraveler.com. Our Trivia of the Week question last week was, what is the most dramatically beautiful place you have seen? Top answer was given by Steve from Sutton Coldfield in the United Kingdom, and I have to admit, this is a winner. And I'm sure that I'm going to pronounce this incorrectly, but it's Plitvice, the series of lakes that is a UNESCO World Heritage Site in southern Croatia, one of the oldest UNESCO World Heritage Sites. And if you've seen pictures of it, you've seen just cascades of waterfalls surrounding these lakes. If you haven't seen them, come over to amateurtraveler.com/trippy5 and look at the other answers to this question. Other popular answers included the Canadian Rockies, which we've talked about before in this show, and always, always a favorite of mine, Machu Picchu, and the Iguazu Waterfalls. Thanks to all of you who came over to vote for your favorite spectacular place to see.
With that, we're going to end this episode of The Amateur Traveler. Remember to support both our sponsors, Trippy.com and DK Eyewitness Travel Guides. If you have any questions, send an email to host@amateurtraveler.com, or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at amateurtraveler.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Chris2X. As this is the new year, I will remind you, it's a good time if you haven't already to leave us a review at iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to the show. And as always, thanks so much for listening.